All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Connor, were you ever a Boy Scout?
No.
Did you ever want to be a Boy Scout?
No, not really.
Never thought about it?
No.
Did you know any of your friends who were Boy Scouts? Okay, so that's a little bit before your time.
It's not before my time. I just grew up in a place where, like, no one did that.
Yeah, in the city.
My friends were like, oh, yeah, I was a Boy Scout. And I was like, for real? That's cool.
So you're right. And in the cities, especially the central cities, Boy Scouts weren't something that we were, exposed to. Number one, yeah, they had a little money to be in the Boy Scouts. And it was kind of an exclusive kind of thing. It was a rites of passage for, many young boys to become Boy Scouts. And as Scott Walker would always say, hey, I'm an Eagle Scout, and honesty and all those kind of things and the lessons that Boy Scouts were supposed to be taught. Many successful people went through the Boy Scouts and had their own children go through it. But you don't hear talk about the Boy Scouts anymore. You don't, because of what came out about what was happening with the Boy Scouts. And it was similar to what was happening with the young boys in the Catholic churches. And all of those young boys whose lives were turned inside out and upside down, and a society that did not do its due diligence to make sure that those boys whose lives were forever changed, that information stays out there. That information should never be covered up. Because if you cover it up, it means it's likely to happen again. Because the Boy Scouts of America are doing everything within their power to keep silent what took place. And I don't think people really understand the magnitude of exactly how many boys we're talking about. Listen to this. This is in today's USA Today. A judge approves of major parts of Boy Scouts bankruptcy exit plan. Pieces remain unsolved. So that doesn't sound too bad. They have made a decision that, they filed for bankruptcy. And so we're going to do what we can to make things right for all of those boys and their families who got impacted by Boy Scout predators who were in the Boy Scouts. Now, if you listen to what the Boy Scouts were saying and others, the Boy Scouts laid out a plan to compensate survivors and rebuild the organization, which is facing its lowest enrollment levels since the 1930s. Central to the settlement is nearly a $2.7 billion trust fund for survivors of sexual abuse related to scouting. Now, you would say, wow, $2.7 billion. That's a lot of money. They're going to compensate these young men, when they were boys and children, and now as they're in latter years of their lives, and the pain and the things that they have went through, this has impacted them throughout their lives. And you say, okay, $2.7 billion, that's a lot of money, a trust fund. You would think they're going to be compensated adequately, although there is no amount of money that can ever compensate somebody whose lives has been turned inside out and upside down when the trust as a young child is put in somebody who we as a society elevates to someone worthy of trust, which is what the scout leaders were. We lived in a society when I was a kid, always on television and everywhere else, you know, the Boy Scouts. And those were people, and the people who led the Boy Scouts were high character people of great moral standing. And so parents felt comfortable with allowing their children to be around these people, because we all thought they were vetted, after all. How could you not have an organization as big as the Boy Scouts of America was and not have the people who are in charge of dealing directly with the children not vetted? How could that possibly be? Well, you may say hindsight is 20/20, and you would be accurate on that. But that doesn't change the impact of what happened to these young boys' lives. Okay, so let's say $2.7 billion, and you say that's a lot of money. They're going to do the right thing. They're going to take care of these young boys who were then young. But listen to this. The ruling comes more than 2 years after Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy protection. At the time, the Boy Scouts said it faced 275 lawsuits and up to 1,400 other claims. And you say, wow, 1,400 young boys were molested. That's a lot of boys, right? That's a lot of boys. But you may say, if you look at how many boys were involved with the Boy Scouts of America over the decades, that's probably, you know, one is too many. But it's not as large a number as, you know, many of us would think. And like I said, none of that is acceptable. Not one case is acceptable. But then you move a little further. The Boy Scouts claim 1,400 cases. Months of the proceeding provide that that was a gross underestimate, 1,400. A historic 82,000-plus claims were filed, making it the largest ever child sex abuse case involving a single national organization. 82,000 boys' lives and their families were destroyed by the Boy Scouts of America. But we want to change things around. We want to reconstitute what we're doing so we can get back in business. 82,000. And if they say 82,000 claims have been filed, then imagine how many weren't filed through embarrassment. The amount of children's lives and families' lives that were forever changed under the guise of the Boy Scouts of America is shameful. And the fact that they want to get back in business is even more shameful. You didn't take care of your due diligence over all those decades, and this happened. How are you deserving of another chance? Now, I just said 82,000. Let me move a little further. The case has been recorded settling in many of other respects. More than the 9,500 motions, objections, and other documents have been filed. At least 11,000 advertisements ran before the deadline to file claims. So you can say, well, look, they're doing the right thing. They're trying to find out how many people there were and to let them know whether you filed a claim or not. This is what's available to you. So we're going to try to do the right thing. And you say, oh, excuse me, $2.7 billion, you know. And so, you know, there's enough money in there that people should be compensated decently. Nonetheless, the average payout for each survivor may be among the lowest for sexual abuse cases. The USA Gymnastics Organization's plan was approved in December and included a $380 million settlement before expenses for vetting and distribution that would average $760,000 for each of the 500-plus survivors in that case. $760,000 for those people who were abused by predators with gymnastics, the USA Gymnastics. $760,000. Again, nothing is enough money to repair somebody for that kind of damage, but $760,000 can do some things to change a person's life. The Boy Scouts cases, on average, $33,000. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What was the court thinking to accept $2.7 billion for all of the abuse that took place with the Boy Scouts of America and the lives that have been destroyed, and they get $33,000 apiece? Shame on the justice system. Shame on the Boy Scouts. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? We'll be right back.